Hey, you human. It's your host, Katie B, and welcome to this podcast where you can tune in to real conversations with real people about that one thing that unites us all, the human experience. Because it is through sharing our humanness, through seeing and being seen, that we will all walk each other home. All you came here to do is to be. And that's more than enough. Welcome home, you beautiful human. Okay, here we go. Hey, it's your host, Katie B, and welcome to this episode of the Hey You Human podcast. As always, it's lovely to have you here. And today, I approach this episode a little bit differently in the way that usually I will tune in to the energy, to the collective energy, as well as go off of my own experience and just what I'm going through or experiencing. And I feel like that keeps it pretty real, and so far so good. But today I decided to reach out to the Instagram folks in the Instagram stories and asked for suggestions or what something might be that you would like me to discuss. And so lots of things came through, and I was trying to find the through line between them all, which might be impossible. But I think I kind of found a deep undercurrent of truth and something that might be supportive for everybody who put their suggestions in. So thank you to everybody that did. I really appreciate it. And it's really interesting because this was already floating around my ether anyway. So isn't that the way? Hey, I feel like what is meant to be is just here for us. And if we tune in and listen, usually we can hear it, and we've probably been hearing it for a long time. And essentially what I want to talk about today is trusting our intuition, trusting what feels in resonance and alignment and integrity deep within us, even if it doesn't make logical sense, even if we look all around us and there's no sign that trusting that deep inner knowing is doing anything. And so essentially it's the premise that while you are in the process of trusting your intuition, you are going to need to get comfortable standing out on a limb for a while, because that's where trust is built. And maybe it's going to be a long while that you're standing out on the limb. Maybe you will be standing there in what feels like your birthday suit, out on the limb with just you and that deep inner knowing and that truth. And how the trust is built is that we continually re-anchor into our deep inner knowing and re-anchor into that truth, even if things are falling apart around us or other people are questioning what we're doing, or we're questioning, our fear is questioning what we're doing. Even if the results aren't pouring in or things aren't really looking the way we thought they would look, I think that's a natural part of the journey. And I think that when we are stepping into that place of alignment and trusting that, perhaps really for the first time intentionally in our lives, the reality is that what we're stepping out of is not going to be necessarily in alignment. So there's this kind of experience where we're connecting more to our deep inner truth and we're listening to what it's saying. And then we're looking at our current reality and thinking, what in the sweet hell is this? Like, how did I get here? And in that place, it's really easy to be hard on ourselves and to then also go into this kind of black and white thinking where it's either all or nothing. And if I make this one move based on my intuition, then everything should come flooding in. And we know, logically, we know that that's not necessarily the case. However, we so badly just want to be where we dream of or be in full resonance with ourselves and want our life to match that. And it is kind of this desperate energy in a way, which is understandable because we're here to be in that place. We're here to be in resonance with who we are and just be. And let our action and our movement come from that place of being. To let the right relationships that are meant for us come into our reality from that place of being. And to really, really trust that place. And this is why we're here. It's remembering that this is home, remembering our sovereignty, and remembering how to be who we are. It seems so trite, but it's the biggest journey. And so it's uncomfortable when we're not there by design, because if we were comfortable in that internal disharmony, nothing would ever change. And so the more we can listen to that deep inner voice and then act on that and understand that just because we act on that doesn't mean all the pieces are going to fall into place right away. And maybe we're going to be standing out on a limb for a long time. Maybe we're going to be flapping in the breeze and wondering, when is there going to be some reprieve? When am I going to see things shift? When is it going to feel right? Because I'm doing the right things. I'm following my deep inner knowing. I'm trusting my heart. When does it look the way that I want it to look? Or when does it feel the way that, when do I see it in the physical reality? And I have a feeling it's just sort of this, it's this rite of passage in a way where we have to establish this really, really deeply anchored sense of trust within ourselves. And that trust, when we are out on a limb, is essentially being tested and strengthened. And that's the only way it really can be, because if we just trust and then everything comes through, there's no real integration of that. There's no, it's kind of very surface. We're not deeply rooted in that sense of trust. But when we tune into that deep inner voice, notice what it's saying and act when we're ready. We don't always need to act right off the bat. Let it come in its good time, the timing to act, the timing to move, and trust that even if it doesn't look the way we thought it would look or feel the way we thought it would feel, as long as we're anchored to that deep inner knowing and we just keep moving, we just keep stepping, which sometimes means stopping and resting, and you know, it doesn't always mean go, 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 that eventually the sky is going to clear and we're going to start to see things a little better than we could before. And I think it's really hard to stand out on a limb, to put yourself out there in the world, to be seen, to take up space, to hold space, and put yourself up for potential rejection or ridicule or things not going the way you thought it would go, all those things. I think a lot of us are doing that right now because we've had a good hard look at our lives, and the things that are in resonance, we just can't. We don't have capacity for it anymore. And so we are in mass or en masse. I think that's French, en masse. We are in droves stepping out of what doesn't resonate and looking out into the world and deep within ourselves and asking, what does resonate with me? What is true for me? Why am I here? And who am I anyways? When was the last time I asked myself, what do I need? What do I desire? What feels like play to me? What's the dream that I actually want to dream that maybe I've downplayed for a while or whatever it may be? And so we are stepping away from something and stepping out on a limb into the question mark, the big question, the space of the unknown. And when we're in the space of the unknown, the thing that gives us peace is trust. The thing that offers us the opportunity to feel peace is trust. And trust is something that is earned, whether it be between two people or within ourselves. And of course, it makes sense that when we've spent a lifetime or our lives this far being taught to trust everything outside of us, above that deep inner knowing, it's going to take some time for us to earn back that sense of trust within. And so a question that I was posed recently in the beta group we're doing for the Dissension Cycle was, how do you know the difference between intuition and fear? Because the truth is that when we are stepping out onto a limb and we are stepping into that great unknown and trusting that deep voice within, not only are we needing at that moment to really know what is the deep voice within saying, we also, it's when our fear is the loudest as well. And so it's tough to determine what is my fear and what is my intuition. What is telling me to not do this thing because it's really the wrong choice? It's really the wrong direction. And what is the intuition? What is the thing that is saying, go this way, this is correct? And how do you decipher between the two? And I think it's really tricky. I think when it comes to intuition, it's usually a lot deeper energetically and more quiet and gentle, the energy of it. And in my experience, at least, it's kind of subtle and quite quiet, but always loving and very gently persistent. It will always give you the same answer until the answer is no longer in alignment. And fear is a little more up. It's a little more chaotic. It's going from the root of I'm not enough, or this world is a scary place. It's a very kind of protective energy, whereas the intuition is rooted in a place of worthiness and rooted in a place of love. And it can be tricky. I think one important thing to remember when you're going out on a limb and you're stepping out into the unknown and trusting that inner, deep inner voice within is to let it be messy and to, as best as you can, not expect it to be perfect or kind of anchor into this feeling of trust that it doesn't really matter what step you take, because you're going to learn one way or another whether or not that was in alignment. All roads lead home. So it doesn't ultimately matter even what step you take, because your heart and your resonance and your intuition will always guide you back to the path that is going to bring you to that place where you do feel grounded in yourself and free, and you feel as if you have returned to yourself. It really is It's like we can't actually make a mistake. Everything is going to eventually lead us to this place within. So really maintaining that connection with that deep inner knowing, moving from that place and regulating our body, you know, because our soul might be ready to take off into outer space. And our body is like, well, I'm not sure if I even want to step out the front door today. So we have to move with our, I think it's, it is Elisha Halpin, who I actually had on the podcast. She has this beautiful saying that I use all the time, which is something along the lines, and I might butcher this, but it's, we can only move as fast as our slowest moving parts. And so to really have grace for ourselves as we do move forward from this place of intuition, maybe we can only take a little step at a time, and that's okay. And maybe we listen to our fear and we make a move that is not really in alignment. We'll know pretty quick, eventually. Sometimes not quick, but we'll know. And sometimes it's just what we need is to increase the capacity of our body to trust that what is coming through in that deep inner voice is correct. I had to pause there. There's a vehicle driving by. I'll use my personal self as an example. I very much spent a number of years disregarding my intuition in relationships, in career, in across the board. And none of what my intuition was saying was logical. And all of the places it was leading me, there was no really rhyme or reason. Why do you want me to go to this place? Why do you want me to leave this place? Why do you want me to no longer do my work in this way? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Like, and there's nothing beyond this, so what am I supposed to do? And I continued to take steps based on my fear because I just felt like I didn't have the capacity to choose what my intuition was saying. And for me, it got to the point where it was so intensely out of harmony within. I was so intensely out of harmony within that it was the pain that eventually, and the burnout that eventually forced me to make the decision towards my intuition. So I got there anyway. It was painful. I held on really tight. I have a Taurus rising, which means I'm stubborn and I'm really good at hanging on to things. And eventually still, even then, even though I was holding on for dear life, because of logic and fear, I was still guided, albeit kicking and screaming, to the direction that was ultimately going to be what I had been asking for and calling in the entire time. And it wasn't logical, and none of the steps were logical. And there was a long period of time where I stood out on a limb and felt like a failure and felt embarrassed and felt very isolated and alone and all the things. And I don't want any pity about that or any, you know, I'm so much stronger for it. And I kind of came to this point where it was like, you know what? I don't know what is happening. I don't know where I'm going. None of this makes sense. So the only thing that I can do is to connect to this inner knowing and take one step after the other. And even though I feel naked on a limb on a breezy, stormy afternoon, this is what feels true. And I've done it the other way before, and it doesn't work. So even if it feels wrong, and even if my fear and discomfort are screaming at me, continually anchoring into that deep inner knowing, this is true for me, this is true for me, even if it's not true for anybody else, it's true for me. That's the thing that eventually brought me to a place where I started to see the sun peek through the clouds again. And what once felt so illogical finally started to make sense. And I don't want to sugarcoat it at all, because it is really hard. And there's a lot of time where you really wonder if it's ever going to be different, or if it's ever going to come through. And it can take a while. And I think that's where we get worried or confused, because we think, you know, it should be taking me less time than this, or it should look a certain way. And I think the danger, you know, the internet is a double-edged sword. This podcast is a double-edged sword, all of it. And I think where we have trouble is we are looking at everybody else's journeys and comparing them with our own. And although it's great to see other people's journey and see where they're at and hear their stories, much like I just shared mine, it's always really continually anchoring into that deep place within, because your journey is going to look nothing like anybody else's. There might be similar, like a similar process, but the pieces itself are all going to be different, and the timing is different for everybody. And so whatever it might be you're calling in, whether it's your work in the world, stepping into right relationship, stepping out into the world and holding space, being seen, whatever it may be, to just continually anchor in to that deep inner knowing and understand that as you do that, the world is going to spin around you, and other people's journeys are going to look different, and there's going to be different timelines and different ways things play out. And that's okay. Because as long as you remain anchored to the compass that is your own heart, the rest will fall into place as it's meant to, in the time that it's meant to. And in the meantime, while we stand out on a limb, naked, we strengthen the trust within ourselves. And there is a certain kind of grounded, subtle strength that comes from that, that speaks volumes without even saying a word. Okay, you lovely human, thank you again for tuning in. If you like this episode and you found it supportive, it would mean the world to me if you would leave a written review and a rating over at Apple Podcasts. It just helps me to grow this thing and get it into more of the ears of people who might need to hear it. Okay, until next time.